Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we close out Masechta Maaser Sheni with the fifth parak Mishnah Tesvav, and then we'll start Masechta Challah, our brand new Masechta Aleph. So let's first closing out our last Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, which we'll talk about the end of the Vidui Maaser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hodosa Maaser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol brought an end to the Vidui Maaser. He stopped saying Vidui Maaser because people couldn't say Nesatev LaLevi because Ezra penalized the Levium and said they shouldn't be given that Maaser Rishon anymore. It should be given to the Kohanim instead. He also got rid of the Ma'orin, the Levium, who got up and sang in the Beis HaMikdash, Ur Alam Asishan Hashem, wake up, why do you sleep Hashem? He got rid of that because a person can't say that Hashem sleeps. We say, Yineilo Yanum Belo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. So when we say Ur Alam Asishan Hashem, is that when we're in a state of suffering and the nations of the world are in peace and prosperity, so then we have to ask Hashem, why is that allowed to happen? But it's inappropriate when speaking to Hashem directly. He also got rid of the practice of the nokvim. People used to put a hole to temporarily blind the calf and make it easier to subdue it and shecht it in that situation. And he got rid of it because it looked like they were putting a mum and people were going to start talking about it. In the old days, the blacksmiths of Yerushalayim needed to work on Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and Sukkos to prevent a davar aved, a lost issue. And so, although you can't do melacha on Chol HaMoed, where it's a davar aved, it was permitted. Still, Yochanan said they can't do that work because the banging of the anvils made a very loud noise where it would affect the people and it would look like an embarrassment. And in his days, people didn't have to ask anyone about Demai. So why is that? Yochanan Kohen Gadol sent emissaries throughout Eretz Yisrael to make sure everyone was going ahead and separating Maisos, even the Ame Aretz. And while the masses separated Truma, the significant minority were not able to go ahead and separate the other Maisros. They were careful to separate Truma because they knew about the situation. So because of the issue of eating Tevel, Yochanan Kohen Gadol and his Beis Din came along and said that if you buy fruit from an Amaretz, you have to separate everything except for Truma. And since because most of the people didn't do it, so you can assume that the majority don't do it, and so therefore you wouldn't be able to proceed. And with that, we close out Masechta Maaser Sheni and move right now to the first Mishnah, Masechta Challah, which is going to talk to us about what is Chayav and Challah. The Mishnah says, Chamisha Dvarim Chayav and Challah. There are five things that are Chayav and Challah. Chita, Saorin, Kusmin, Shibola, Shual, Vashifon, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. And so the Mishnah says, "Hareilu chayav mechala." These are the things that are chayav mechala. And by the way, mitzarfim, they join together zeim zeh, one with another. And asur mechadosh milifnei apesach. They also are subjected to the rules of chadosh of the new crop, which means that before Pesach you can't partake of it. Umiliksor milifnei omer, and you can't harvest these crops until after the korban omer is brought on the second night of Pesach. B'mishrishu, and if they took root kodem laomer, prior to the bringing of the Karbana Omer, HaOmer Matir, and then the Omer is going to go ahead and open it up. But Vim Lav, if it didn't take root yet, so Asurin Achi Yavo HaOmer Abaye, it's already considered next year's crop. And so it would have to be there, and you wouldn't be able to partake of it until when? Until the next year. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue in Masechta Challah when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.